Chapter 21. System Improvement as a Way of Life. Dogs bark, but the caravan moves on. Arabian Proverb. Here is the system improvement concept in a nutshell. For a given primary system, in order to ensure that the desired result occurs over and over again, the task is to adjust that primary system's subsystems so the correct components are being used and they are sequenced properly. The work the system process is about preparation. If you pay attention to the mechanical details of your world and make proper adjustments to the key systems that compose it, you can construct a life that is unencumbered with fire killing, a life seldom dictated by urgency. Flexible, strong, and resilient, it's a life of smooth, calm days, days that have lots of room for thinking and planning, for friends and family, and for just being yourself. It's a life that deals with road bumps, not earthquakes. Whatever your station in life, if your days are frustrating, crammed to the max, and you're not getting ahead, know that things can be fixed if you focus on system improvement. It is the crux of the work the system method. It is one thing to gain a deeper understanding of the mechanics of how this material world functions, but it is another thing to apply this understanding in every instance, to have the system improvement methodology so ingrained that it modifies even the smallest decision of the day. For this, the system's perspective must be a part of you. Here is a final summary of the mechanics of the system improvement work the system methodology. A summary of the work the system methodology. 1. It starts with your change in perspective, the aha insight arriving in a moment of time. Deep down, you permanently internalize your new vision. You see each life event as the product of the unfolding system that engendered it, not as an isolated happening, a product of luck, fate, God's justice, karma, the stars, or the benevolence or wrath of someone else. When the insight arrives, your next mechanical moves are obvious. 2. You establish your goals and strategy through the creation of the strategic objective and general operating principles. You do this to establish firm direction so there is a continuity in your thoughts and efforts. 3. You examine the mechanics of the subsystems that make up your business, job, health, and relationships. With the systems isolated, you analyze their components one by one, looking for opportunities for improvement. 4. You make the system improvements, moving each subsystem to peak efficiency. If you are in a business or job environment, for permanence, you create documented working procedures to describe the protocols. Following the protocols exactly, but open to making further incremental adjustments when necessary, you and your people repeat the system improvement process in all recurring situations. In the end, scores, if not hundreds, of perfected working procedures will emerge. 5. A more positive attitude toward life comes naturally because you have developed faith in the reliability of the systems that are at work everywhere. You are powerful and serene because you have successfully harnessed your systems, directing them to do what you want them to do. With subsystems isolated, perfected, and then combined together again, you preside over stunningly efficient primary systems, your business, job, relationships. You! At the gut level, without putting your head in the sand regarding the many things that are not perfect in this world, you grasp the great truth that 99.9% of everything works just fine. Singles and doubles. Forget about making mighty home run swings that will win the game. The numbers are more than a little against you, and your big swings will be a distraction. Instead, hunker down, preserve what you have, and go for the surefire incremental system improvement advances, the singles and doubles. Go slowly at first. Be patient. Relish the small yet permanent improvements that will add up to something big down the line. It's the little things that add up. Always have a positive regard for those around you and do what you say you will do. Demonstrate quality and do it consistently. Keep your goals in mind and relentlessly work toward them through thick and thin. Don't try to fool yourself or others around you. Start and finish things on time. Don't complain. Your life will get better sooner than you think. Your job is to lead the caravan. Leave the barking dogs behind. Focus on the mechanical systems that produce the results, not the other way around. And never doubt that a superb collection of subsystems will produce a superb primary system. The reality is that most people look for results without considering the mechanisms that produce those results. They don't understand the system improvement concept. In thinking locally, this gives you a great advantage. Thinking globally, you know there are a whole lot of people out there not getting what they want. Remember, you are a system of systems, and your body and mind are the most important primary systems of your life. Fortunately, they are the ones you can control best. Improve your personal systems at every opportunity. Maintain them always. In everything you do, perform the basics well, focusing hard on the pragmatic details. Keep things simple, but be cautious of shortcuts. With finesse, take life as it comes. The largest problem with swinging for the home run is that all those hammer swings will cause you to strike out too often. And those strikeouts added together will make life a struggle or take you down altogether. Instead, swing steady, one swing at a time. Relax, keep your eye on the ball, and make contact. Your steady and controlled swing, combined with the right pitch, will send the ball over the fence when you can least foresee it, and more often than you could predict. See that each swing is a closed entity unto itself. Each has the singular goal of making contact with the ball. When you miss the ball, and of course you sometimes will, calmly accept it as a natural outcome in the numbers game of life, and then, undistracted, give 100% focus to the next swing. One last time, I remind you that the mandatory adjustment is in your moment-to-moment perception of things. All your actions stem from this new, on-the-ground vision. Your world is composed of mechanical systems that function flawlessly 99.9% of the time. All you need to do is see this, and then climb on board. Every day has its rhythm, its tone. Learn to work with your individual day chunks and to savor them as they slide by. Understand that most people wake up in the morning with only a vague sense of their ultimate primary goals. Events quickly peel back the layers of control, and the day becomes a whack-a-mole epic that dictates stumbling reaction to bad results while disallowing efforts at system improvement. In contrast, you carve through the hours, directing subsystems with confidence and precision, constructing the primary systems you desire. By filling your days with accomplishment, the negatives that previously dragged you down will no longer factor into who you are and what you do. They will just annoy you occasionally. Will you become blind to the dysfunction around you? Not a chance. In fact, you'll be in a position to do something about dysfunction as it comes within your ever-increasing circle of influence. The work the system mindset is focused, deliberate, and organized. It's about action, not reaction. A vision to cultivate. Most of us have at least one process in which we excel. For you, what is it, and why are you good at it? It's probable that when you are in the midst of performing this process, you experience a delicious taste of precision and confidence. What you do well is your passion, and you take every opportunity to do it. It's a positive addiction. There are a couple of things I do well. One of them is system structuring, the work the system method. I am ardent about it. And I wonder, for this thing I do well, do I love doing it because I am good at it, or am I good at it because I love doing it? The black or white answer is elusive, but a third possibility intrigues me. Do the two go together without distinction? Again, what do you do well? What makes you passionate? Leaving aside the chicken or the egg question, and while continuing to hone your particular passion, now extend that fire to the perfection of the mechanical workings of the other facets of your existence. Get visceral about it. Wallow in it. Enjoy the flow of it. Be outside the events of your day and treat those events as elements of an overall game, a game that your proper management will make perfect. That game, of course, is your life. Few people understand the magnificence of the systems around them, but now you do. From this point forward, you will reject escapism as you appreciate the here and now for the miracle it is. You will find control and freedom because you understand the mechanisms that determine the events of your life. You will never go back.
This concludes Work the System, The Simple Mechanics of Making More and Working Less by Sam Carpenter. Note that appendices A through E are available in PDF format by going to workthesystem.com/appendix. Again, that's workthesystem.com/appendix. In fact, there is much additional information at the website, including subscription options for weekly blog posts, newsletters, and various social media. Sam occasionally makes keynote presentations and periodically conducts 1- and 2-day boot camps in our hometown of Bend, Oregon, and elsewhere. Please direct inquiries to info@workthesystem.com. Again, please do not duplicate this audio recording, but direct interested parties to our website at workthesystem.com. This audio was produced by Tim Underwood and Jay Townsend of Tim Underwood Productions, Bend, Oregon. My name is Linda Carpenter. Thank you.